Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Despite massive denial of service attacks, an Interpol arrest warrant for WikiLeaks leader Julian Assange, and the threat of being charged with espionage under U.S. law, WikiLeaks is the gift that keeps on giving. A diplomatic cable released by WikiLeaks last week, one of the over 250,000 such cables, shows that the U.S. military covered up the killing of hundreds of civilians during a cruise missile strike in South Yemen in December of 2009. On December 16, 2009, U.S. fighter jets buzzed across the northern border of Yemen and pummeled the province of Hadda, killing at least 120 people and wounding over 40 others. Al Jazeera's and other regional news outlets reported that the U.S. military jets launched air raids on Al-Houthi, outpost near the border with Saudi Arabia. But P.J. Crawley, a spokesman for the U.S. State Department, rejected the allegations outright. Quote, "We do not have a military role in this conflict," he said, unquote. And the Pentagon also denied that the U.S. was behind the strikes. Well, as it turns out, the U.S. coordinated these strikes with Ali Abdallah Saleh, the president of Yemen. At the time these denials were going out, President Barack Obama was calling Saleh to, quote, congratulate him on the strikes, which ostensibly killed an al-Qaeda deputy. The secret cable from January 2010 corroborated images released earlier this year by Amnesty International implicating the U.S. in the use of cluster bombs in Yemen. The cable was sent by Saleh to U.S. General David Petraeus, promising that his government would, quote, continue saying the bombs are ours and not yours, unquote. According to the cable, this prompted Yemeni Deputy Prime Minister Al-Alimi to joke, quote, that he had just lied by telling Parliament that the bombs in Arab, Bayan, and Sheba were American-made but deployed by the Republic of the Yemen government. Who knew that the Yemeni government could be so funny? This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.